I'm Dot Henning, and I'm a nurse practitioner at the Young People's Health Service, which is a program of the Department of Adolescent Medicine at the Royal Children's Hospital.
Welcome to a sneak peek into the third of our 2023 joint seminar series with the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. The Department of Nursing is glad to co-host this public event series exploring the concept of equitable healthcare and the critical role that nurses play in closing the gap. We are proud to present on August 3rd, 2023, Young People, Homelessness and Access to Healthcare. Today we speak with Dr. Dot Henning, a youth health nurse practitioner, a midwife, and a registered nurse with a Diploma of Adolescent Health and Welfare, a Master of Nursing, and a PhD. Dot was endorsed as one of the first four nurse practitioners in Victoria. She has worked at the Young People's Health Service for 21 years, developing and refining her practice to best meet the complex needs of the young homeless. She believes health access and good health care should be equally available to all young people. We began by asking, what will you be speaking about in the seminar?
Well, Bronwyn, I plan to talk about the program in which I work, the Young People's Health Service, and I plan to talk about young homeless people and their health issues and also their access to health care. We do know the ones that we see through the program I'm working in often have poor health literacy and they don't have great or easy access to health care that they perhaps might otherwise have if they were living at home or living with family.
Dot, why is this so important?
Look, I think it is a very important area because I think this group are often overlooked and I don't think that their presentations to some health practitioners or healthcare are always very welcome because of perhaps the way they present. Maybe they, if they've been sleeping rough, they might look a little bit dishevelled And I guess they're young people, so sometimes if they've got multiple tattoos or facial piercings or whatever, not everyone finds it always easy to work with young people. And yet I think they are a fantastic group to work with. This is a group of young people who don't easily access healthcare, and that's for a whole range of different reasons, because their health literacy is low, often accessing care is very hard, they don't have the resources to go, they sometimes don't even know where to go to get care.
Well, you've convinced me, I'll be there. Who else should attend?
Look, I think anyone who works with young people should attend because we don't always know when young people present to us whether what their housing situation is like or how tenuous their home situation may be. I feel that there's probably a lot of people that are seen in the community and in hospitals that we don't realise are homeless, in fact, that they're living in conditions that would be classified as homeless. Whether the young people identify as homeless or not, it would find this presentation really valuable. I guess it's a way that we work with those that are specifically homeless, but I think it would work quite well for anybody working with other young people as well. There's a lot of things that we do that would be very suitable for all young people.
We thank Dot Henning for her time today and look forward to her seminar on Thursday, August 3rd, 2023 from 4 p.m. The seminar is being delivered in person at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, 305 Grattan Street, Melbourne, and online. To register, Google UniMelb Nursing Event Series. On that page, you can register to attend the webinar face-to-face or online. You can also watch the previous seminars in the 2023 series. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday, August 3rd, for Young People, Homelessness, and Access to Healthcare. Until next time.